Hello everyone, Combis is here. So, today is the first day for this challenge, and I don't know how much of you guys are gonna participate. I hope that you participate a lot, because this challenge is very effective. I'm sure about that, because the subjects, the topics that I choose and sometimes introduce are coming from ESL, which stands for English as a Second Language. And these topics that we sometimes discuss are very common, and they're like foundation for speaking the language. Of course, English, we are talking about English. So English is very important. So if you want to improve your English, you must talk about these kind of hobbies, and you must understand them very, very well. So it's like an art, right? So when you want to draw, you have to learn the foundation, the fundamentals. Or you can just draw girls, okay? You have two different, you know, a way of practicing. So you can just draw animals, girls, and different stuffs without the foundation, without the fundamentals. And of course, in the future, you will have some problems, and you can't have your own feedbacks because you don't know what you're doing exactly. So English is like an art, in my opinion. So if you just talk about a lot of things without knowing the foundations, so when you want to talk to a native speaker, when you want to talk to a tourist, someone who knows how to speak English, you will have problems because you don't know the common stuffs, right? So I think this challenge is a good opportunity for us to come and talk to each other. And of course, the good thing about this challenge is that it's interactive. So I record, you come and actually listen to it. And sometimes, if you want, you can answer me and talk about my hobbies. And I like this challenge to be interactive. That's why I said that there must be no Persian or Farsi in it. Okay, so enough of this talking. I think this recording was is going to be the first one. So that's why I decided to explain a little bit. So let's talk about my hobbies, huh? So hobbies, I think, is something that we can't separate it from our life, you know? I think there's no person, there's no individual who has no hobbies, you know? Because we set aside some times for, you know, hobbies, to do something, to have fun and enjoy, right? So my hobbies in particular is sitting behind a computer and search. That searching can be coming to this taller, actually we can't say taller, we must say forum. So you know, one of the things that actually I talked to one of my friend in English, and he's one of the guys here from here, and he constantly says taller, that's why I said this. So one of my hobbies is that come and check here, and one of my hobbies is that go and check YouTube. Sometimes I entertain myself with YouTube, and sometimes I go and learn a lot of different stuff from there. And of course I go Facebook and, you know, check the news and different stuffs there. I like social media. I like to chat with my people. These are my hobbies. And but I sometimes exercise, which I like. And recently I found myself there is no pain in my hand anymore. So I decided to push myself to my limits. Even though sometimes I feel a little bit of pain, I exercise as much as I can. So it's very awesome. It's one of the hobbies, healthy hobbies I have, because sometimes searching is not good, right? Just search. Sometimes I find myself, I find myself that I'm wasting my time. So this is not good. So I prefer to actually do something which is very good for me. And another hobby that I have is to draw. I love to draw. Sometimes, and I started digital drawing and painting. Which I like very much. So I draw with my tablet, Graphica tablet. And these are the hobbies that I like very much. Yeah. Okay. And why do you like your hobbies so much? I like them. You know, back in when I was a child, I remember that we didn't have any computer. One of the reasons that I sit behind a computer and try to actually search all the time is coming from a childhood memory, a memory from childhood. I remember that I would go to CafeNet and sometimes I would go there and search all the time and pay a lot of money to find games and different stuff for my mobile. And back in those days, there was no such a thing as 4G internet. It was just GPRS. I would spend lots of time to download games with GPRS, which was terrible, right? So I think that it is because of that childhood memory that I like to come and actually use my computer a lot. And I remember that I love to actually learn as much as I can from computer. So one of the reasons that I enjoy this hobby is that. And I like drawing because it helps me a lot to refresh my memory and refresh it in some ways. Because it's like meditation. Sometimes I have to focus, sometimes I have to watch different things in a different way, and which artists call using right side of your brain. So I like this one. And about exercising, I love my body, let's be honest. I love my body more than anything in my life. So that's the reason. I like to have a good and fit body, and when I go outside, I want to look good. I don't care about face that much. You can see in my videos that I don't, usually, use a dryer to actually give some style to my hair. Actually, I prefer to have a good body, because when I have a good body, when I wear a shirt which is fit to my body, I like it. So that's why I do love these hobbies. How often do you do these hobbies? Actually, I do it, I exercise every day, almost every day, and just one day a week I rest, because the body needs rest. I draw every day because I want to improve myself as an artist. And I sit behind a computer all the time. So you can say that, yeah, I'm doing it often. So how long have you been doing these hobbies? And how did you get started? Okay, this one is great. I think that if you answer these things, we can know each other better. So for me, I think I started drawing from last year. And I started sitting behind a computer from when I bought a computer. I think it was second year in my high school. So I bought a computer, and from that time I sat behind a computer all the time. So yeah, sometimes I would play games, sometimes I would search, and sometimes I would do a lot of different stuff. So, and about drawing, I said last year, and but there was a gap between it because I quit several times. But I can say that from 12th of this month, I started to draw every day. So it's been about 10 days. It's been about 10 days that I started again. And exercise. As I remember myself, I love to exercise all the time. So when I was a kid, I would go to the gym all the time. The first time I went to a football club, and I decided to actually play football because I loved it. And after that, I went to kickboxing. Actually, I beat some ass there. Okay. And after that, I played basketball, and after that, bodybuilding. So it started, I think that I was in second grade, when I was about 12, I started exercising. And of course, sometimes I had to quit because some terrible things happened to me. And sometimes I didn't have any money. But I started from that time. What hobbies did you use to have, but now you don't? I think one of the hobbies that I had was playing basketball. You know, I love basketball, but I can't play it anymore. I don't have anyone to play with. This was a great hobby. You know, back in those days, I remember that me and my friend, and he's got married actually. So he got married, and after that, we separated our path. So I remember that we would go to the park nearby, and we would play a lot every day, every single day. We would go and play and play and play. It was amazing. It was a great hobby that I had back in those days, playing basketball. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah. Going to gym is something that I quit because of my hand. So yeah. Is it important to have hobbies? Why or why not? Yes, of course it is important. Hobbies are very important. Actually, if you just work all the time, if you just sleep all the time or whatever, you can't, you know, actually handle your body. You need to set aside some times to have fun for your mental energy, for your physical body, and lots of different things, right? Spiritually. So, one of the hobbies that people must do is exercising. And of course, rest. Rest can be a hobby. You know, so not overdo it. Overdoing it is not good. Actually, because some people, they rest all the time. They don't have any jobs and other stuff. But I think that one of the hobbies that anyone can actually do is exercising. I believe that everyone must do it because if absolutely if the person is taking care of his body and the person wants to have a longevity, because body, we are using our body to make money, so why not use the money to make our body happy? So that's the thing. I think it's enough. I talk a lot, so I hope to listen to yours, guys. So, record, and I'd like to hear yours. Bye.